This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A survey of economists by the National Association for Business Economics out this morning showing 38% of them predict a recession next year. 34% say the recession will happen in 2021. The White House continues to say it's not going to happen. Here's counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway.
It's just not the way we see it. And of course, it's nice to have the mainstream media finally covering the economy, but they only cover it when they can use Sesame's Grover word of the day, recession. Look, the fundamentals are very strong.
She spoke on Fox and Friends. An Ohio man, James Reardon, will be heading to court today accused of making threats against the Jewish community. The FBI says he posted a video online saying that he would be the gunman at a local synagogue even though the shooting hadn't happened. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
There's a new poll out that finds nearly two-thirds of Americans support free trade with foreign countries. The latest NBC News Wall Street Journal survey showing 64% of people surveyed believe that free trade is good for America. Majorities of Democrats and Republicans agree that free trade opens up new markets and the U.S. can't avoid the reality of a global economy. 27% say free trade is bad, saying it hurts manufacturing and other U.S. industries. A California man is going to spend 3 years on probation after admitting filling out voter registration forms for his four dogs and his dead father. Richard Davis said he was so upset by reports of voter fraud that he decided to test the system by registering his golden retrievers. A county prosecutor says they initially gave him a warning but filed charges when he tried to register his deceased father. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Nine adults and young kids hurt when a tree fell on them during a lightning storm in Pennsylvania. They were under a tent at a swim club near Philadelphia Sunday when a tree was brought down by lightning. Three people seriously injured. And about 90 miles to the west, heavy rain and lightning forced the Backstreet Boys to have to cancel their concert last night. In fact, the band took the stage in Hershey, Pennsylvania, about 2 hours late because of severe weather. And the minute they started playing, more rain and lightning started up and forced them off the stage again. No word on whether that's going to be rescheduled. Federal charges have been filed against more than 80 migrants arrested in that huge ICE raid in Mississippi 2 weeks ago. Nearly 700 people were taken into custody, but there have been no records of any businesses or company officials in Mississippi being charged with knowingly hiring undocumented workers. Legal experts say there have been relatively few prosecutions anywhere of employers over the hiring of people who are in the U.S. illegally. And a Swiss company says it's developed a vaccine for cat allergies. The catch is the vaccine is for the cats, not the people. It doesn't appear to have any serious side effects for cats, and the company hopes to have it on the market by 2022. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. America
back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can always go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. And with us right now, Bob Beaupre, a Colorado native, political analyst, former congressman and chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, a dairy farmer, banker, and real estate developer. Hey, Mr. Robert, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. Nice to be talking to you again, Bill.
Always good to be connecting here. Well, I'll tell you, so much going on still, with what's happening and all the conversation about gun control. Here we have in Philadelphia cops being taunted and jeered by the crowd as a wild shootout. I mean, this was absolutely insane what took place in Philly yesterday.
Totally insane. And you know, I guess what we need is gun laws to make it more illegal. Did I hear right? This guy already had 6 felony convictions before yesterday. There's something that the gun control advocates always seem to forget. The perpetrators are criminals by definition. Criminals,
they just they don't follow the laws. Yeah, exactly.
Well, they don't fit.
Right. How dare them? Come on, criminals. You guys got to follow the laws here.
It just baffles me. The people that end up, of course, feeling the pinch, the loss of freedom, every time we put more restrictions on our rights, and in this case, Second Amendment rights, the people that that pay the price are the law-abiding citizens,
exactly,
not the criminals. So I wish there was a magic elixir. I wish there was a quick fix. I wish there was something just blatantly obvious that we could do.
There is, Bob. There is. But people don't want to do it because they've made a purposeful decision to turn their back on God. Because, see, in the 21st century, we can't talk about God. That's not good, you know? And
thank you for going there.
You're really
spot on. I'm going to quote a Democrat. Are you ready?
Yes.
I found a quote just this past week in the wake of El Paso and Dayton, those tragedies. And so I found something that John F. Kennedy, actually said in his final, unfortunately, State of the Union in 1963. He said, this country, meaning America, of course, this country cannot afford to be materially rich and spiritually poor.
Wow.
And I think you said the same thing. We no longer value life. We no longer value our commitment to spouses, to family, to neighborhoods, to community. We have We have given up on what made this country great, and the biggest part of that was our belief in the Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Ronald Reagan, not a quote, a Republican. Ronald Reagan said, how do you say it? Something about one nation under God instead of one nation without God. We used to be a nation under God. And,
is a nation, and one nation without God is a nation gone under.
There it is. And now, I mean, we talk a lot, understandably, we'll probably talk some more about it this morning, but this very secular leftist socialist agenda that the Democrat presidential candidates are spewing, a part of that, they usually don't say it this bluntly, but a part of that is to secularize our society to get God, the ultimate authority, because they want to be the ultimate authority.
Exactly.
They want to get the Almighty out of the American culture so they can replace it with government.
It really, in a metaphysical kind of sort of way, what it is, Bob, it's, you know, what has happened from day one. You know, here's your new God, America. This is the God that delivered you, that made you a great nation, that made you exceptional. And that new God is all ensconced and formed in part and parcel, as you say, with socialism. Because the fact of the matter is that we are designed, we're spiritual beings. We have got to worship something. And so what are you going to do? Are you going to worship the real God, or are you going to worship a false God? And this is what socialism always delivers. It delivers a false God that gives you empty promises, and look at what happens empirically. Time and again, when you look back on history, it is devastating. I mean, here we are, we're standing in the gap for the next generation, our grandkids and our great-grandkids, this next generation coming up, Bob. And we are endorsing the abandonment of the very thing that made America great, that even made America possible. I mean, our founding fathers knew when they stood back, they just sat there and said, man, we couldn't have done this without God. We're not that smart. To be honest, when you read their journals and anecdotal drop-ins along the way, you know that they were absolutely overwhelmed by the idea that it was God's hand of, you know, they often say the hand of divine providence. That's what you often read, right?
Absolutely. Even some of the founders that were less religious, like Franklin, like Jefferson, gave the due to the Almighty, to that sense of value and virtue, accountability to something bigger than self, and certainly something bigger than government. They speak at length and eloquently about it, and we live in a very, very strange time when not only are the 300 million of us that are privileged to say we're Americans, but so much of the world needs the beacon of America, the ideal of America, the principles that made America so great. I had a very dear friend when I served on the Republican National Committee who came here from communist China. And he was telling me once about how he escaped, how he got here, how he taught himself the language, taught himself a trade, married an American doctor, made something of himself. He was quite accomplished. And I told him one day, I said, Solomon, you really love this country, don't you? And he paused, and I could tell he was being quite thoughtful. And he finally turned back to me and he said, Bob, where would people like me have to go if America ever failed?
Exactly. And that
I don't think most of us Americans have a clue what we mean to the entire world. We have been blessed by the Almighty with this great nation. And as Reagan again told us, we'll pass it on in our DNA. We got to fight for it every generation, that freedom thing.
Well, and that's the thing, Bob, you know, when you talk about immigrants who come in legally and then they get to that point where they take an oath of citizenship. Wow. I mean, it is so powerful. And I guess that's the reason why the media doesn't want to show people who, you know, they don't want to show them, they don't want to talk to them, right?
Yep. I've been to those events. It brings a tear to your eye and everybody in the room.
Well, it reinforces what we're all about and, again, how each of us, as you said so eloquently, Bob, how each of us can be so grateful for an America that serves as this this beacon of hope. We've got more from Bob Bouperre. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Ben Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Ben Martinez died.
Yeah, but he's not a Fredo kind of fighter. I just want you to know that, all right? Just for the record. Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, Bob Boupre, former congressman out of Colorado. Hey, Bob, are the buffalo okay? I understand that the skies over Colorado were getting pummeled with just giant-sized chunks of hail, and the hail was so dangerous and brutal that it could actually kill people.
Yeah, it was pretty awful yesterday. Most of that, all of that, was on the extreme eastern plains. We're fortunately up in the high mountains. We're on a mountain plateau, almost right at the Conemaugh Divide, at about 8,500 feet. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, we didn't get hit with that, but we've had more than our share of nasty weather this year. But buffalo are fine.
Just want to make sure
this summer, so they're happy and all is well.
Well, good. John Hickenlooper, your former governor, reports that he's going to wrap things up, huh? Run for Senate, maybe now?
Apparently today, finally, blessedly, he's gotten zero traction. The Real Clear Politics lists 20 of the would-be candidates' polling results. They don't even bother to mention him. I guess there's a message somewhere.
Yeah.
I always marveled. I ran against him, as you know, in 2014 and almost got him. And I always marveled at a fascination with John Hickenlooper. In politics, we often talk about that guy's an empty suit. Well, John Hickenlooper's an empty suit. There really just isn't much to him. 8 years as governor, eight before that as mayor of Denver, and you say, well, what was his legacy? What did he accomplish? What can he take credit for? And the answer is pretty much nothing. He was a caretaker, and he reacted. And I guess his claim to fame is that he likes to sit around with people of different opinions and talk about it. Well, you can do that in a coffee shop.
Exactly.
When you're governor or president, you ought to know where you want to lead. And Hickenlooper's never been one of those. I think this would-be presidential, I'm pretty well fleshed out who John Hickenlooper really is. We'll see now if he jumps into a Senate race.
Yeah, that's the rumor. Well, you know, and that has been the challenge of the Democratic Party from day one, is they thwarted their own vision. They didn't really have a vision. I mean, it's just, hey, we're just going to give away free stuff. And we hate Trump. And did I say we hate Trump? You know?
Yeah, well, we hate Trump, we hate Trump, we hate Trump. Yeah, right. Exactly. Many have said it. I don't think this is a winning kind of agenda. You know, more illegal immigration, more abortion, more government spending, more entitlements, give away free college tuition, free this, free that, on and on and on. I don't think that is a majority winning kind of election agenda, but that seems to be where the party is going. Even Joe Biden, this kind of fascinates me. He's supposedly the moderate in the field, right?
Right.
When he and Obama ran together not long ago, remember? The National Journal, having been a member of Congress, I pay attention to some of these voter rating things. Mm-hmm. We always thought National Journal was one of the more objective ones. Guess who the number one and number three most liberal voting records in the Senate were back then? Barack Obama, number one, most liberal, and Joe Biden, number three, most liberal. The only one in between them was Bernie.
Yeah.
And now Biden is supposed to be this moderating force. None of them are. They're all a bunch of very radical leftists. And if he wants to go there, that's where they're all going to drift. And it looks like that's where the party wants to go.
Well, according to Trevor Loudon and others who have been tracking this for a long time, they've declared that the Democrats have finally, you know, come out of the closet in a sense, because they've been there for a long time. They've kind of chipped away at the edges, and now they've just come out and said, yeah, we're full-blown socialists, and so what do you make of it? And, and they do this in the face of a robust economy. And, things that have been turned around, all these failed policies of the previous administration have been at the hands of Republicans and, you know, Donald Trump. And I might even say probably in some cases, probably more Donald Trump than Republicans, because you get the establishment that kicks against, you know, tradition. And, you know, you get that idea. I've said several times, you know, it's like that old book, you know, you move my cheese. You know, some people are upset because their cheese got moved. And, you know, so you got some of that dynamic going on instead of people stepping back to say, hey, look at, you know, we've got some things that are happening in a positive way here. And, you know, Bob, is, you know, when business is operating and you see, hey, look at, this is working. We want more of what's working. And what do we do to promote those good things? You don't sit there and look at your business and go, well, is this a Republican advancement or is this a Democratic advancement? No, this is going to help the people in general. But, you know, we've become so political and so prejudiced about everything that has to do with politics that, you know, God forbid we give Trump a win. I go, well, what do you mean? What about the American people? The American people deserve a win. After 8 miserable years with Barack Obama, he basically, you know, the Democratic Party single-handedly destroyed health care in this country. And we need to get this back on going. They obliterated the immigration policies. They have put us on the road to lawlessness. And then we wonder why we've got all this outbreak of insidious things that are the result of lawlessness, including suicide, opioid addiction, sex trafficking. Just go right down the list.
Yeah, and along the way, don't forget that there have been the volumes, the tens of thousands of pages of more regulation placed on us as individuals and collectively as society, you know, more government, less freedom.
Mm-hmm.
People are very, rightfully so, hypersensitive these days. And you mentioned business. I've been in business all my life, small business, ran a bank for a while, a community bank, and enjoyed that immensely. Mm-hmm. But, along the way, what I found, and my observation of business in general, is you don't make just good for business decisions anymore. You alluded to this. Everything is looked at now through the prism of politics instead of what makes business sense, what makes political sense. And increasingly, the government is making those decisions. What's my accountant say? What's my lawyer say? What's my state senator say? What's the federal government say?
Mm-hmm.
That takes a toll on the great American economy, a big time toll on the great American economy, and it's really getting in the way.
Well, Bob, if we had a little bit of cooperation, I maintain, you know, right now, of course, last quarter we were at 3.2. We're back in the twos again, sadly. But I believe with a little bit of cooperation, we'd had to, well, first of all, the USMCA trade deal not being signed is absurd. That is just absurd. You know, because if we had that done, then Trump moves on, we get the Japan trade squared away, we get some European trade squared away, and then what kind of pressure does that put on China then, you know, to come into the fold?
Right, you are. I pray we can get a China agreement. When I last ran for governor, I was in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado was still trying to come out of the funk of that extended Obama recession. And I really believe that if we would lighten the regulatory load, just even at our state level, pray that we could get some relief at the federal level, I think we could have a sustainable right at 4% GDP annual growth rate. This nonsense that Barack Obama spewed and most of the Democrats fell in line. That we've got a new normal closer to zero.
Right.
It's just pure nonsense. It's un-American.
Exactly. It really is.
Get government out of the way. Let people be people again. Let them make their own decisions. What's good for business, and off we would go.
Well, that's what happens when you lose faith in people, and you have no hope in people. Then your answer is the government, right?
Right.
And this is the big difference. It's a good point. You're exactly spot on, Bob. That's the difference between the two parties. Is you've got one party believing in big government, and you got the other party saying, nope, we the people. You know, they've got the power.
Yep.
Without a doubt.
I ran against Tigger Hooper in 2014. I said it this way. The choice is obvious. Do you trust in people, or do you trust in government?
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A survey of economists by the National Association for Business Economics out this morning showing 38% of them predict a recession next year. 34% say the recession will happen in 2021. The White House continues to say it's not going to happen. Here's Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway.
It's just not the way we see it. And, of course, it's nice to have the mainstream media finally covering the economy, but they only cover it when they can use Sesame's Grover word of the day, recession. Look, the fundamentals are very strong.
She spoke on Fox and Friends. An Ohio man, James Reardon, will be heading to court today accused of making threats against the Jewish community. The FBI says he posted a video online saying that he would be the gunman at a local synagogue even though the shooting hadn't happened. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Steve Ward's going to be joining us here in just a few moments. Steve is an old friend, but also a chiropractor, and his expertise in spine analysis is absolutely awesome. You might recall it was several years ago we had him on to do an analysis on then-candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And this is something that has been passed down from his father, who did extensive research and study on the human spine, particularly in times of when it's there, a person is sitting down or when they're standing up, as Steve would describe it. He would call it, Dr. Ward would call it load. It is the load that the spine is enduring and dealing with at those in those two critical positions. And he is available, and we're going to bring him on right now. Dr. Stephen Ward, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Ward, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I was trying to give people a little bit of a intro here in terms of our previous discussion. I was listening to it the other day, going back a couple of years ago when you analyzed the spines of one Donald J. Trump and candidate Hillary Clinton. And that was quite fascinating. Our audience was very interested in it. I said, look, we got to have you back, and let's talk about the Democratic presidential candidates. We'll limit it to them. We'll deal with Donald Trump again later on. But for right now, we're going to focus on the Democratic presidential candidates. They're the ones on the stage. We won't be able to cover them all, but we thought, well, let's start with Joe Biden. But before we get into Joe Biden, I was trying, as we were connecting, to give a little bit of introduction of what your father did for many years and how he passed that baton on to you. Explain to our audience what you do in terms of studying, you know, a person's spine.
Sure. Well, my dad started a process where he looked at full spine x-rays, the cranium, spinal column, and pelvis as a single system. And he would look at the spine from the front end side standing and the front end side sitting. He developed a measuring system, about 50 measurements, so that we could grade severity away from normal and actually see if what we were doing for our patients were helping. It started with a systems analysis just to study the effectiveness of chiropractic. But over 50 years, it's gone into a behavioral analysis where we realize that how we curve indicates how we have lived. And we can get so much information simply by looking at a person's posture. Now, in the Democratic candidate, I only looked at photographs. So obviously, that's not for full spine x-rays. However, right. there's so much information we can even get from a photograph after looking at full spinal x-rays for over 50 years. We study, we look for patterns in disease, mental, emotional, and physical. And once we identify that pattern, then we zero in on what the behavioral issues are, and then we zero in on what the generational message was. Because all behavior that we're going to discuss with the candidates today are representing in all of us. And so when I go over these behaviors, most people in the audience are going to resonate with certain things that I'm saying.
Right, because our spine is talking to us and telling us a story if we're only listening, right?
Right. If your spine is talking, are you listening? And most
yes.
people are unaware because the medical model looks at the spine in segments and looks at it in non-stress, meaning we should always study people in position of injury, and if you're in a car accident or something like that, your doctor should be assessing you in a seated position, not lying down or standing up. So when you look at people segmentally, you do not understand a lot of information that you see systemically, and when you understand that there's patterns to everything, you begin to realize the power that we have to not only transform our lives, but also transform the DNA that's been passed to us multi-generationally.
Even altering the DNA, Steve?
Yes, even altering the DNA. I mean, it's as simple as this. Most people, as a kid, is taught if you do something to do it right. So we hear that, we think, oh, when we do it right, we'll be validated. But if we simply change that early message to, I was taught that if you do something, do it right. But what I learned is when I gave my best, did my best, I wasn't validated. Now we've changed our DNA. Instead of an unreal expectation pattern, we're now looking at our healthy intentions. Are we giving our best to what we do? If so, then what we learn to do is self-validate. And when we learn to self-validate, we transform the generational issue of inadequacy that's been passed down multi-generationally from one generation to the next to the next.
Once again, we're appreciating the fact that words matter, right?
Yes.
And especially self-talk. Steve, what you just shared right now is just, I mean, it's an extra bonus, and I hope our audience is apprehending what you just shared. Because this is powerful, because as you say, as kids growing up, we, you know, it's tradition, the words that came down from our parents, not necessarily thinking that they were going to do us harm. That's what they knew, and that's how they were taught, right?
Right. It's just what is known as generational scripts or generational programs. So we hear them, oh, you're a good boy when you do that, you're a bad boy when you do that. That's right, that's wrong, that's left, that's right, that's up, that's down, that's blue, that's green. from early on in life, we start getting programmed from our prior generations and how what they thought was the right way to go. And unfortunately, in life, we need to help people to take off the glasses, set down the glasses, so they can see their life through their own loving eyes, their own validating eyes, their eyes that encourage them, that that really uplift instead of beat down. And so when you get into this process and you start realizing how many of these candidates, you know, are, you know, either firstborn female or a male that's the firstborn, and then there's a couple candidates that are secondborns and they're following brothers. And when you get into these dynamics, it's just incredible the amount of information that you get. And then for a doctor like myself, who, you know, I'm not a political guy at all. I'm a person who loves people, loves humanity, and is really striving to empower people to transform their lives so that they can have the life that they've always dreamed of, not the life that they were programmed to live.
And that's the dynamic tension, which you just brought out right there, Steve, is that, you know, regardless of how we're living things out, there's an inner self that says, wait a minute, there's a discrepancy of where you could be versus where you are, right?
Right, exactly. Well, let me just give one point, okay, that I think is important. We're all taught to look for approval from others, but we never ask the question, am I seeking approval from a person who has mastered self-approval? So if it's a firstborn female and she's very strong and dominant, her need for approval early on in life was her father. And so often with strong women, they don't know how to be vulnerable. So they don't know really how to express their need. So when the father's present, so often they'll expect that father knows what they need. But the reality of it is the father knows what he experienced, not what the child needs. So when we look at approval, we oftentimes in life are seeking approval from people who've never mastered self-approval and really don't know how to give approval. What they do know how to give is high expectations. And when there is a level of attainment, usually people hear, that's good, but. And when we hear but, it negates the good, which sets up a feeling that you haven't done enough and you need to do more to be enough. And these are things that are so rooted multi-generationally, and if we reframe them energetically, wow, what a life, what a abundant life we all can live. And so, well, and a lot of our work just is around that. How are you curving? Are you a man that curved right? Well, then you had a strong mother influence. And are you a woman that curved left? Then you had a, you know, a need for father approval. Happens a lot with firstborn females, females following females, or a female surrounded by brothers. Commonly will produce a female that's curving to the left into more of a logic pattern. So we
see. Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Steve after this.
On Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserving shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to address the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership for Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
This portion of the show being brought to you by Sovereign Laboratories, the makers of Colostrum LD. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on their banner ad, and get back on the road to health. Our conversation with Dr. Steve Ward continues, chiropractor and expert spine analyst, and we're going to take a look at the Democratic presidential candidates. Dr. Steve, in the previous segment, we were talking a lot about firstborn women. So, the two major candidates right now on the stage, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris, both firstborn females, right?
Both,
Steve, did we lose you?
Representing okay. In left curvature of the spine. Kamala actually goes left and right, I believe, based on some of the photos. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Warren goes left and forward. So, you know, it's very typical for firstborn females to be left curve, more logic, to be very strong. And, you know, when they operate more in a logic pattern, they're deliberate. They have deep, deep feelings, so they really believe in what they're doing. Really protective of the things they love and the people they hold close. So it's really important to understand that these strong women have really formed our world. And because mm-hmm. so many women, when they have a baby, a lot of times the child's more present with the mother. And so in this situation with Kamala, she's definitely in this left curve, and I think also right curve. And it looks like she's going forward in curve a little bit. So it really deals with strong women multi-generationally. And then when you're looking at someone like Elizabeth Warren, and you realize, well, she's the fourth child, and she has three older brothers. And in that dynamic, almost always you're going to see a very strong, independent, sometimes controlling, driven to succeed. So when they attain, they'll set higher level of expectation, and they then set a higher level once they attain that. And so it's just interesting when you study gender, because it plays out, as we all know, in gender issues, in gender diseases, in gender cancers, in gender confusion.
Right.
But a lot of women may operate more in a logic energy that might be defined more as a masculine energy. And of course, through years and years, what has happened is women have taken on many roles. So their mothers, their wives, and they're running corporations, and their mental logic dictates their physical body. So when they get tired, their mental pushes them through that. And so that can set up issues. So it's just important to understand that when we're dealing with this, just in birth order, it gives us so much critical information about that person, firstborn female, female following female. Those are now, cases where they're going to be more logic based. And so,
right.
Okay,
now,
go ahead.
When you say forward tilt of the spine, as opposed to left and right, because this is the first time I've heard you speak of a forward tilt. Maybe you didn't.
Yeah.
I just didn't note it. But so, what is the forward tilt telling
well,
us?
Well, let me just say this: it's we start out with the left or right curve. We seek male approval or female approval, or we curve left and right. We're looking for both male and female approval. If we don't get the approval that we seek, then we become more driven in our need to get the approval. So when that happens, the spine breaks down forward. And in Elizabeth Warren, her spine is breaking down forward, probably because she's pushed herself her whole life and been very self-driven and self-motivated and pushed through fatigue and pushed through pain. And no matter what, she would push through it mentally. It's when the mental body dictates the physical body. So there's so many things that can be talked about that, but we only have a few minutes. So
Right. And Kamala Harris, basically the same idea and the same properties as Elizabeth Warren.
Not the same. She's not going forward and curve at the same level. There are times that I've seen her in photos where she's going forward, representing she was tired. But usually her middle curve is a little bit backward, I would say. And so, she's very strong and tough, and she's ready to fight, and she's competitive, and she wants to win, and she believes that she's going to win. And so they're a little bit different. It just would go, I would say that in Elizabeth Warren's case, that maybe her mother was a very strong lady, more of a dominant, and the father was more of a passive, maybe. But she was so much younger than her siblings. So it just gets into, a little girl getting born into a world with brothers around her, and what is she looking for? Approval from those brothers. And what did they look for? By the looks of the photo I saw, the mother of the brothers was more present, more dominant in the reality, so they seek female approval. So the brothers are seeking mother approval, and the daughter's seeking father approval and brother approval. So that's how that stuff works.
Amazing.
And that's how a lot of our relationships work. If it's a strong female, they're commonly attracting a high empathy man.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a high empathy man, they're commonly attracting the strong female.
Exactly. 5 minutes left. What did you read out of Joe Biden?
Well, Joe's interesting because his early photos, he was definitely backward and right. And that is, in Joe's case, he's a firstborn, and the backward curve indicates probably his dad worked a lot. He was present more with his mother, more with a female influence. He has a deeper need for female approval. He has, he's more emotionally sensitive. He has high empathy. He's likable. He's extremely persuasive. You know, he can be, but this emotional sensitivity, this need for outside female approval can also impact him, you know, because there is a need. He grew up seeking approval more than likely from his mom. If his mom never received approval from the father, she wouldn't know how to give validation to her son. The son would then go on and become, you know, he became a really good athlete and very driven. And so he's just an emotionally sensitive man, but he also represents a backward curve, and that's in patterns of behavior, which we all have, that indicates the absence of the father. But if we take it even deeper, you know, most people, most children never hear a love command. Most parents never express the self-love command. See, in my reality, people should wake up every day and express outwardly love for self. I choose to love myself today. What we do, though, is we're seeking love from people, and so often it's codependent love, not independent love, so the love's not neutral. So anyway, with Biden, he's a right curve man, has a high standard pattern, emotionally sensitive, kind, high empathy, that type stuff. But there is also
is this why he denial.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Is this why he touches so much? I mean, he can't help himself in terms of touching people. He needs to have that connection. And even though he's been told to give space, he cannot, it's out of his nature to do that.
Yeah, it's unconscious, not conscious. You know, so he has an unconscious need because he has a deep-rooted need for female approval. Much like myself at many times in my life, other females that are emotionally sensitive, they're more touch feel. So, yes, that would explain that. And, of course, that's a trait in a lot of emotionally sensitive men, a lot of men that seek female approval. And because they're commonly seeking approval from strong women that may not want to be touched.
Right,
so,
exactly.
So there could be an issue there because touch would indicate trust.
Mm-hmm. What about Bernie Sanders?
Trust, Bernie's a hard one to read because he's just had, you know, a lot of generational trauma that comes in through his father and mother's side. Second born, he curves both left into logic and right into emotion. He's forward with his head tilt, which is very driven, and his middle back curve is too far back, which is deals with a level of dominance and heavy and a higher level of denial. So there are certain things that he can deny just by having that pattern. So he's a tougher read, and the challenge is when there's multiple generations of intensity, it really has an impact. And losing his middle back curve that's really far backward indicates loss of parents, abandonment of parents. So what a hurtful thing to lose parents and way before they should have passed away, you know. So I really feel for him energetically, but he is the most challenging because he has some intensity within his spinal pattern. And I just can't get to the level that through looking at a photo of him.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Dr. Steve, we appreciate the insight. You've given us more to think about, but also and how it applies to us. And I think the big takeaway is that, you know, I agree. We should wake up every morning and be lovers of self and appreciate and be thankful for who we are, what God has created us to be, and celebrate that. And you imagine if we got out of bed thinking that every day, how much would the rest of the day, you know, how would it set the tone for the rest of the day, right?
Right, and then when we take it a step further and meet any fear-based projection.
And Rainbow Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox?